This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in these very, very dark times. That is the bad news. The good news is humanity is awakening. Again, thank you for joining us on this Thursday, October 19th, 2020 transmission. We have Right Side Broadcasting's live feed. And as soon as Giuliani launches this press conference, Rudolph Giuliani, Trump's main lawyer, we will go right to it. It's called the Path to Victory press conference. We have a path to victory. It's comparing the signatures in all these states that the states did not look at. Under law, they have to. It's also the dissent decrees where they authorized outside of legislative law in all these key battleground states under the Clinton's directives, working for Biden and this whole globalist operation to allow mail-in ballots outside of law and to flood 80 million of them so they can engage in this fraud. Totally different from, of course, the classic absentee ballot where you're a registered voter, so you get it. You request it. So Owen Schroyer is in Austin, Texas. He's monitoring the press conference. And so, Owen, break in and take over. As soon as that press conference goes up, we're going to be carrying that. I've done a lot of preparation here, though, on how to stop the Great Reset and how to stop a new dark age that once they've got it in place, is very hard to reverse. And so I've really thought about this. I've focused on it. And I have a plan that we the people can implement, even if Trump is not in office, through the state legislatures and through other governments around the world, particularly Eastern Europe and African countries that are aware of what the IMF and World Bank are doing. This is all an IMF, World Bank, mega banker takeover. I've already researched it, already read the books written by these people, but now they've made even more statements admitting it is a banking takeover where they're going to have the government nationalize all businesses and come into your life and control you. This is a corporate fascist takeover, but using, again, communism at the grassroots level. And these very bankers that bankrupt us, they are then above the law and can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and are totally tax exempt. Some of the headlines that tie all this together that I'm going to be covering are South Australia enters another lockdown after just 36 new coronavirus infections. And this is the key. They say, no one can ever come out again until no one ever has it again. That's totally impossible. Once the new flu virus or cold virus is out there, it never goes away. And now, of course, there's new mutations. This is just the end of civilization teaching you you've got to hide in your house like Chicken Little. New strains of COVID could render vaccines completely useless, and two dangerous new strains are already spreading. That's all being reported because it's a problem they never want to be fixed. And I found a clip of Klaus Schwab in June of this year, who's running this whole operation for Bill Gates out of the Davos group, saying we can never come back to normal and we can never open back up again until it is all eradicated. We don't know the solution, so life as you know it is over. There will be major poverty and war, and people will be very angry. So to save a million people, if you count all the COVID deaths worldwide, will kill tens of millions of starvation and have a global collapse. I mean, for them, and they go, don't worry though, we're going to loan you money out of nowhere and own everything you've got. It's a very good idea. Meanwhile, top pathologist claims coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. He's the most respected pathologist in Canada. He was in a parliamentary Zoom meeting between the state governments, the provinces, and the federal government, and just said, look, it's the biggest hoax ever. Guess what? YouTube and Facebook and Twitter are now blocking his video. Even the top government advisor has a soul, says greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and just totally abusing people's confidence in the medical system. Trust the scientist. That means Fauci and Bill Gates. Look at this one. New York Times says Great Reset is a conspiracy theory. On same day, World Economic Forum celebrates it. So that's always the tactic is, world government's good for you. We don't want it. Okay, it doesn't exist. And it goes on and on and on. Man dies after falling 10 feet from ladder. Doctors declare COVID-19 killed him. And now they're raiding medical doctors that speak out against the tyranny in Germany with SWAT teams. We have video of that, dramatic video, coming up. Stay with us. We are live.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars to fighting its total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
It is Thursday. Owen Schroyer is in Austin, Texas. He'll be hosting most of the transmission. And I'll be back in the fourth hour today with Jay Dyer in studio, Nick Fuentes, Ali Alexander. Here in about 45 minutes, I'm going to go back down to the Georgia Capitol, where they've been finding massive evidence of fraud in this election, ballots hidden. And in every case, the ballots flip back to Trump, not to Biden. And Rudolph Giuliani, the White House's chief lawyer, is set to hold a path to victory press conference any minute. And as soon as that begins to take place, we will go live to it with Owen Schroyer. But I want listeners to understand something. We have some particularly massive news here. Folks know that we're next year's news today, okay? Tomorrow's news today. I've really been focusing historically and currently and looking into the future on what needs to be done, and I have a plan. And if you want to get out of the straitjacket, if you want to get out of being a slave, it needs to be done right now. Okay, we have to start resisting and speaking out, getting very, very aggressive right now. We have to call out the people behind this, the people who orchestrated this, the fact that it's an organized criminal fraud to put the whole world into more debt and to put the middle class into debt to the IMF and World Bank. That the very central banks are bragging and putting out business perspectives on how much money they're going to make out of this. Just like when they would put in a government in Greece and plunge their economy, all the private jets would land, coming in, buying up the private islands for themselves. We are being put into cardiac arrest financially so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar, bring in a cashless society, a medical tyranny, tracking system, social credit score. This is the big move. Everything from this point on just accelerates at like speed. I likened it last night on a very successful Twitter Periscope feed with Ali Alexander. Had a couple hundred thousand people on it watching as of last night. Who knows what it is today? About climbing a mountain. You get to a mountain peak and it's a cliff. It took you a long time, you know, days to climb it. But when you jump off it and fall 10,000 feet, it just takes a minute or so to hit the bottom. We are in free fall now. Now, we have a parachute that's called God, and it's called us getting active, and it's called us declaring our own independence and not complying. But we're about a third of the way falling right now, and we're falling fast. So this is very, very serious. Owen Schroyer, everything coming to a head, everything out in the open now. The enemy had to emerge at a certain point. Boy, are they not making their move, Owen.
And, Alex, it's so hard to decide what to have your focus on, what to keep your eye on. You know, what ball to follow, the bouncing balls. Is it the COVID hoax worldwide to establish a world government? Is it the complete theft, the complete rig of our elections that we have to fight too? And we're trying to fight both of these beasts, and the average American doesn't even see them. They don't even know that it's going on. And so we're here trying to get them to engage in this battle with us, and they can't even see the elephant in the room. It does appear that Trump's lawyers are now entering the press conference right now, Alex. The cameras have turned around. So let's go live in Washington, D.C., the Republican National Committee Center there, as Trump's legal team is coming out. You can see, Alex, they have a little board there. You have Rudy Giuliani. You have Sidney Powell, you have Jenna Ellis, and Rudy Giuliani looks like he is going to lead us off.
Good afternoon. And thank you very much for coming. This is representative of our legal team. We're representing President Trump, and we're representing the Trump campaign. When I finish, Sidney Powell and then Jenna Ellis will follow me, and we will present in brief the evidence that we've collected over the last, I guess it is 2 weeks. Also, Joseph of Geneva, Victoria Tenzing are here with me. There are a lot more lawyers working on this, but we're the senior lawyers, and Boris Epstein. So, I guess the best way to describe this is when we began our representation of the president, we certainly were confronted with a very anomalous set of results. The president way ahead on election night, 700,000 or 800,000 in Pennsylvania. Somehow he lost Pennsylvania. We have statisticians willing to testify that that's almost statistically impossible to have happened in the period of time that it happened. But, of course, that's just speculation. As we started investigating, both our investigations and the very patriotic and brave American citizens that have come forward are extraordinary. Extraordinary number of people, extraordinary number of witnesses. And what emerged very quickly is there's not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states, almost exactly the same pattern, which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute these various acts of voter fraud, specifically focused on big cities, and specifically focused on, as you would imagine, big cities controlled by Democrats, and particularly focused on big cities that have a long history of corruption. The number of voter fraud cases in Philadelphia could fill a library. Just a few weeks ago, there was a conviction for voter fraud, and 1-2 weeks before that. And I've often said, I guess sarcastically, but it's true, the only surprise I would have found in this is if Philadelphia hadn't cheated in this election. Because for the last 60 years, they've cheated in just about every single election. You could say the same thing about Detroit. Each one of these cities are cities that are controlled by Democrats, which means they can get away with anything they want to do. It means they have a certain degree of control over, certainly control the election board completely, and they control law enforcement. And unfortunately, they have some friendly judges that will issue ridiculously irrational opinions just to come out in their favor. So let's start with the specifics. Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, the margin of victory now for Biden, which is not a victory, it's a fraud, is 69,140 votes. The reality is that we are now at a count of 682,770 ballots, for which we have affidavits that there was no inspection of that ballot at the time that it was entered in the vote. It was a mail ballot. Mail ballots are particularly prone to fraud. We were warned about that by Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, and Secretary Baker in a report about a dozen years ago in which they said that mail balloting is particularly susceptible of fraud, that we should very carefully consider ever doing it, and that it can be taken advantage of. Justice Souter warned us of the same thing in a comment in an election law case. And even the New York Times wrote articles about how dangerous mail-in voting was. And this is the first time we ever did it en masse. And I think we proved that all three are prophets. It's not only susceptible to fraud, it is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team in the world. Well, they were good. I don't know that they were that good because they made significant mistakes, like all crooks do, and we caught them. One of them was pushing out Republican inspectors. Every state, almost every civilized country, even Tanzania and places you wouldn't think of, have rules about inspectors, particularly for mail-in ballots. And why particularly for mail-in ballots? Because they can more easily be defrauded, and you can't check them.
All right, I want to give radio stations and TV stations
people who have never done a mail-in ballot
or carry this, because we're going to go ahead and go commercial-free during this press conference, but we'll still fire tones for radio stations to play their ads. But InfoWars Network is going commercial-free right now. Back to Rudolph Giuliani.
And the precinct in which you're voting. You fill out your name and your address, and you sign it. You then use an inner envelope, and you put the ballot inside the inner envelope. You seal it all, and you send it in. When it's being counted, almost invariably.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This way. You walk in and you say, I'm here to vote today. Oh, Mr. Giuliani, you already voted.
I did?
I don't remember voting. Oh, yes, yes, you cast an absentee ballot.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. So why does that happen 17,000 times in Pittsburgh? People walked in thinking they, actually 15,000 to be precise. Why did it happen 15,000 times that people in Pittsburgh walked in to vote and they had already voted according to the Democrat election machine? Did they forget?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this happened to Republican voters in our office when they would try to vote. Oh, sorry, you can't. And a lot of times they didn't tell you it's because somebody voted in their name. And that happened to people I personally know in Austin as well that had moved from California. They went and looked on the Secretary of State. They voted for Hillary. They voted for Biden, even though they never voted for him. And they live in Texas. I mean, this is just massive. It's my brother-in-law was in Austin at the major post office on Congress. He came on the show about it. And saw a guy with 50 ballots the day after the election with his name, with him accepting each one from him and taking a picture of himself to get paid. I mean, this was industrial fraud. I'm sure this press conference is going to go for hours. He's still on one state right now. Let's continue.
The 50 to 60 witnesses we have for the way they were treated and not allowed to inspect the ballots. They weren't just not allowed to do it. They were pushed. Few cases they were assaulted. In all cases they were put in a corral so far away, probably the closest they got is from here to the back of that room. We could do like a did you all watch My Cousin Vinny? Did you know the movie? It's one of my favorite war movies because he comes from Brooklyn. And when the nice lady who said she saw, and then he says to her, how many fingers do I got up? And she says, three. Well, she was too far away to see it was only two. These people were further away than my cousin Vinny was from the witness. They couldn't see a thing. Now, I don't know. You're going to tell me that 60 people are lying? They didn't just tell me this. They swore under penalty of perjury, which is something no Democrats ever done. You don't even ask Biden about this. You don't put him under penalty of perjury. He doesn't even get asked questions about it. He doesn't get asked questions about all the evidence of the crimes that he committed. These people are under penalty of perjury. Their names are on an affidavit. They swear that they weren't allowed to carry out their function as inspectors. And it's not just a technical thing. There's a reason they did it.
And again, folks, it's not just that they swear it. We have video in Michigan, video in Wisconsin, video in Georgia, video in Pennsylvania of them boarding up the windows and assaulting people and throwing them out in violation of law. Continue.
You knew you were going to use those ballots to catch Biden up. And you had a big road ahead of you. You had to catch him up for 700,000 to 800,000 votes that he was behind. And the only way you were going to do it, or with the mail-in ballots. You couldn't have a Democrat and Republican inspector around. They don't even have Democrats watching. Because they'd be afraid that there'd be honest Democrats who would say, you're cheating. So that takes us to Michigan, where there was an honest Democrat who said they were cheating. And we'll show you her affidavit, because I know you keep reporting falsely that we have no evidence, that we have no specific acts of fraud. That's because the coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself. The American people are entitled to know this. You don't have a right to keep it from them. You don't have a right to lie about it. And you are. I mean, you don't report to them that a citizen of this country, a very fine woman, who is willing to allow me to give you her name. I can't give you all these affidavits, because if I do, these people will be harassed. They'll be threatened. They may lose their job. They will lose their friends. We've lost lawyers in this case because they've been threatened. We've had lawyers that need protection. What's going on in this country is horrible, and the censorship that you're imposing is making it worse. But Jesse Jacob is an adult citizen and a resident of the state of Michigan. She's been an employee of the city of Detroit for decades. I know her age, but she can tell you her age. She was assigned to voting duties in September, and she was trained by the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. She's basically trained to cheat. She said that I was instructed by my supervisor to adjust the mailing date of these absentee ballot packages to be dated earlier than when they were actually sent in. The supervisor made that announcement for all workers to engage in that fraudulent practice. That's not me saying that. That's this American citizen saying that.
Same thing in Georgia.
I don't know. Maybe you could say she's lying. But you can't say there's no evidence. This is what we call evidence. This is direct evidence. And that's circumstantial. I tried many, many cases, as did all my colleagues here. You put a witness on a witness stand, witnesses testifying to their own knowledge.
That's boosting
this witness goes on the witness stand, and she will say, I was told to adjust the date on the absentee ballots. I witnessed election workers and employees going over to the voting booths with voters in order to watch them vote and coach them for whom to vote. Completely illegal. She will testify to that. I don't know. Biden's people can cross-examine her, but you can't just throw it away. Gee, there's no evidence. Next time you say that, you'll be lying.
Caught this on video in Michigan, in Detroit, them teaching a class on how to not let people watch and how to take ballots that are all that came in late and say that they came in on time. It's all on damn video. And then the Democrats that run the state call up threatening the journalists that cover it with jail time. These are criminals, folks. We've caught them red-handed. I'm just backing up Giuliani here. We have the frickin' video of this. Continue.
When a person was trying to vote, don't ask for identification. Why would you not ask for identification? Because you knew that a lot of people not entitled to vote were going to come in and early vote. Because you knew that illegal immigrants were going to be allowed to vote. You knew, if you lived in Philadelphia, unless you're stupid, that's an Italian expression for stupid, unless you're stupid, you knew that a lot of people were coming over from Camden to vote. They do every year. Happens all the time in Philly. It's about as frequent as getting beaten up at a Philadelphia Eagle basketball football game. Happens all the time. All the time. And is allowed to happen because it is a Democrat, corrupt city. And has been for years. Many, many years. And they carried it out in places they could get away with it. They didn't carry it out in neutral places. They didn't carry it out in Republican places. They didn't carry it out where the law is respected. They carried it out in a corrupt city where the district attorney releases criminals en masse, which is why it has so much crime. She also said, I observed a large number of people who came to the satellite location to vote in person, but they had already applied for and submitted an absentee ballot. So she observed a lot of people voting twice.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And the ballots were in garbage cans, they were in paper bags, they were in cardboard boxes, and they were taken into the center. They were put on a number of tables. At that time, they thought all the Republican inspectors had left, all but two had, and an employee of Dominion, who we will address a little bit later. Dominion.
Now, remember, folks, this is live coverage of the Giuliani Path to Victory, Trump 2020, powerful press conference. We're commercial-free, but some stations need to carry their ads because they're automated stations, so we're firing the brakes, and so some stations are not getting all this. The last 3 minutes was incredibly powerful. Giuliani just annihilating them with proof. We're going to continue on with live coverage as long as this goes. I'm in Georgia. Stop the steal. Owen Schroyer's back in the ATX. Let's continue.
Very swiftly. And they're estimated to be a minimum of 60,000, maximum of 100,000. Many of them were triple counted, which means they were put into the counting machine this way. Once, twice, three times. I didn't see that.
I don't know that, but for the fact that three American citizens are willing to swear to it. And we're not going to let them go to court and do that? We're going to let this election go by when there are, in this case, 60 witnesses that can prove what I'm saying to you and other acts of fraud in Michigan? I mean, what's happened to this country if we're going to let that happen? What happened to this country if we're going to cover that up? We let Al Gore carry on an election dispute longer than this one has been going on for one state and for Chad's. This happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in Michigan. Michigan probably right now, if I count up the affidavits, just one case alone, Trump v. Benson, a case that we dismissed today because that case was attempting to get the Wayne County Board of Supervisors to decertify. Well, they did. They decertified. That case has 100 affidavits. And the 100 affidavits show essentially what I've talked to you about.
This is like
counting ballots improperly, counting them three and four times.
Well, listen, it's like an old lady with no criminal record that sees the neighbor kill his wife in the backyard. The guy goes to the gas chamber or he goes to lethal injection. Imagine per county, they have like hundreds of witnesses. I mean, this of like total complete fraud. I've had family witnesses in Austin. This is incredible. Trump won by a gigantic landslide. Continue.
Yes, basically in Detroit that Biden won 80-20. So you see a change as a result of the election in Michigan if you take out Wayne County. So it's a very significant case. That is being raised in the case of Costantino versus the city of Detroit. Not by us, but by an individual plaintiff. We are helping and assisting in that case, however. And you can find all the affidavits that you want filed in that case. And you can find out they're not just allegations. They're allegations supported by sworn testimony, which is a lot better than Joe Biden has ever done on anything. He doesn't answer questions, much less give you sworn affidavits. Wisconsin. Wisconsin had a very small margin, 20,544 last time I looked. In Wisconsin, without going into great detail, very similar plan. Republicans shut out in the city of Milwaukee and also in Madison. Republicans almost uniformly shut out from the absentee process, not allowed to inspect, not allowed to look at the ballots. We have in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin a much stricter law. Wisconsin doesn't allow mail-in ballots. They didn't buy into the big mail-in ballot situation. Wisconsin, when you look at their constitution, almost seems to not like absentee ballots. They state it's not a right, a privilege. And they have very, very strict procedures. And the strict procedure says that you can't be given an absentee ballot. You have to personally apply for it. It's illegal, basically, to solicit a vote. And they have actually many reasons for it. It probably goes back to their progressive days. When I say progressive, I mean late 19th century, early 20th century progressive, when that really meant progressive, not retrogressive. So there are 60,000 ballots in Milwaukee County and 40,000 ballots in Madison that, as far as we can tell, and this is why we're auditing, because we have very good information that the numbers are going to come out about here, that don't have applications. Under the law of the state of Wisconsin, already decided, if there's no application for an absentee ballot, the absentee ballot is thrown away. This all happened in two places in Wisconsin. Didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. Didn't happen in Republican Wisconsin. Didn't happen in neutral Wisconsin, where there are equal number of Republicans and Democrats. It happened in a place where the vote was 75-80% for the Democrat. You take away any number of those, and that 20,000 lead disappears. In other words, if you count the lawful votes, Trump won Wisconsin by a good margin. Indeed, if you count the lawful votes in Pennsylvania, he won it by about 300,000 votes. Also,
in the lawsuit filed in Wisconsin, which is really a petition because of their procedures. There were no inspectors provided for the count of the illegal ballots.
You've got live, basically commercial-free coverage here of the path to victory, Rudolph Giuliani press conference. This is going to go for hours. I made a lot of preparation, I'm not complaining, of how to stop the Great Reset and just how draconian it is. And I went and pulled Klaus Schwab, admitting to lockdown has nothing to do with COVID-19, but it's about, quote, ending inequity, which means bankrupting everybody, making us poor, and putting us under IMF World Bank control. I'm going to come back with Nick Fuentes, Jay Dyer, and Ollie Alexander in the fourth hour and cover this. But I'm going to come back even earlier by myself with Owen and at least do 30 minutes on this, because this is all unfolding now. This is just as serious as the election theft. It's all the same globalist takeover of America. Trump was blocking all of this. But we got some good news as well. But I got to just say this or we won't be here. I'm not funded by the New World Order. I'm not funded by any of these big globalist organizations. I'm funded by you, and I'm just asking you for your help. We have a big sale that I was going to end Wednesday. It's got to be extended through the weekend because I don't have a new sale to do. So much stuff is about to be sold out. It is the Stop the Steal in the Criminal Lockdown 2 super sale, the 60% off Triple Patriot points, free shipping. Get your body's ultimate turmeric formula. Get your DNA Force Plus. It's so good for your immune system. Get your ultimate, you know, fish oil. All of it is so good for your body. Infowarsstore.com. Get your X2, the good, clean, amazing iodine, or the tri-iodine, three different types that some people like better. It's apples and oranges. It's all at Infowarsstore.com. The books, the T-shirts, the films. Storable food, more than ever. You need to be prepared and ready. They want to get control of you. They want to have you dependent. Infowarsstore.com is the highest quality products you're going to find at the lowest prices for really high quality products. You can find crap for less. And again, I would just encourage you all to go to Infowarsstore.com before this sale ends and fund us as we travel all over the country and put our crew out there and try to fight as hard as we can. We can't do it without you. So 360 win. Get great products you already need and fund the Infowar at Infowarsstore.com. And please keep praying for us, and your word of mouth is paramount. Here's the good news. America's putting up a big fight. We're not letting Trump quit. We're not quitting regardless, even if he quits, which we don't think is going to happen because the evidence is coming out. But most of Trump's campaigns quit. Most of the White House has quit and is selling him out. Giuliani isn't. Say what you want about Giuliani. He's not a coward. Neither is Pompeo. So we salute both of them, and I salute you all because this is a foreign globalist takeover. But we need money to fight a war. These are great products, so it's a win-win. Infowarsstore.com. Take action now and fund this operation, the Second American Revolution, so we can stay on air. Your support is critical. Back to Rudolph Giuliani, and then Owen Schroyer will be taking over in between here into the next hour.
Arizona is a state that we're looking at very, very carefully. I would say we're probably going to bring a lawsuit in Arizona. More than probably. I think we are going to bring a lawsuit in Arizona. We're still collecting that evidence. And the state that we're looking at that would surprise you is we have very, very significant amount of fraud allegations in the state of New Mexico, which...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The illegal ballots that were produced and that were allowed to be used after the election was over.
That's right.
Give us an opportunity to prove it in court, and we will. Now I'm going to ask Sidney Powell to describe to you what we can describe about another totally outrageous situation. I don't think most Americans know that our ballots get calculated, many of them, outside the United States and are completely open to hacking, completely open to change. And it's being done by a company that specializes in voter fraud. I'll let Sidney describe that to you.
Thank you, Rudy. What we are really dealing with here and uncovering more by the day is the massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States. The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out.
Bring this down real quick.
We have.
And again, folks, this is all true. This is a communist Chinese globalist takeover with criminals in our government. China Joe, this is the truth. It's a fact that it was tabulated in Venezuela and in Germany, and it's all coming out. We cannot give up. because this is a foreign takeover. This is war. And they can't take us down with a frontal attack. They can only take us down from within, and this is it. And right now, we're getting taken down, folks. We're getting taken down, and they're saying the economy will never be turned on again. We'll be totally bankrupt forever and have communism and own nothing. But the bankers will be offshore in jumbo jets with private islands. I mean, this is a James Bond movie for real. I'm going to hand this over to Owen Schroyer. We'll do as much commercial free as we can into the next hour. Then I'll be back later to break down how we fight back at the heart of this and start calling for the arrest of the Davos globalists on top that are doing this so the public knows who's behind this. Because our real power is we can predict what's coming next. We'll go back to the rest of the press conference with Owen Schroyer, and I'll be back later here in the next few hours. Please stay with us and send the links out to Band.video and Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's the chain reaction. Say America's fighting back. We've discovered the fraud. Find out what's censored. Find out what MSM doesn't want you to see. Find out how we save the country and ourselves. And send that link out in your email, text message, word of mouth now. Send the live feed out. Back to the live feed.
So overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system, and that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in. That's when they came in the back door with all the mail-in ballots, many of which they had actually fabricated. Some were on pristine paper with identically matching perfect circle dots for Mr. Biden. Others were shoved in batches. They're always put in a certain number of batches, and people would rerun the same batch. This corresponds to our statistical evidence that shows incredible spikes in the vote counts at particular times, and that corresponds to eyewitness testimony of numerous people who have come forward and said they saw the ballots come in the back door at that time. Notably, the Dominion executives are nowhere to be found now. They are moving their offices overnight to different places. Their office in Toronto was shared with one of the Soros entities, one of the leaders of the Dominion project in overall is Lord Mallett Brown, Mr. Soros' number two person in the UK and part of his organization. There are ties of the Dominion leadership to the Clinton Foundation and to other known politicians in this country. Just to give you a brief description of how this worked, I'm going to quote from a letter that was written, and I will read that to make sure I get the quotes right. This person was objecting to the United States acquisition of Sequoia voting systems by Smartmatic, a foreign-owned company. I believe this transaction raises exactly the sort of foreign ownership issues that CFIUS is best positioned to examine for national security purposes. It's undisputed that Smartmatic is foreign-owned and it has acquired Sequoia. They keep changing the names as they go along. Different times when a problem comes up, they just create another corporation and call it a different name. But it was a voting machine company doing business in the United States. Sequoia voting machines were used to record over 125 million votes during the 2004 presidential election in the United States. Smartmatic now acknowledges that Antonio Mujica, a Venezuelan businessman, has controlling interest in Smartmatic, but the company has not revealed who all the Smartmatic owners are. According to the press, Smartmatic's owners are hidden through a web of offshore private entities, and that is, in fact, true. Smartmatic has been associated with the Venezuelan government led by Hugo Chavez, which is openly hostile to the United States, and, of course, as we all know, communistic and really brutalizing its own people. The system has been continued there by Mr. Maduro and ensured his election. Smartmatic's possible connection to the Venezuelan government poses a potential national security concern in the context of its acquisition of Sequoia because electronic voting machines are susceptible to tampering and insiders are in the best position to engage in such tampering. This letter expresses concern of the Chicago 2006 primary election. And it ends by saying the products and services that are of Venezuelan origin and evaluate Smartmatic's ownership to determine who could have influence and control over these and other Sequoia products and services are important to the national security of the United States. This letter was written to Hank Paulson on October 6, 2006, by Congresswoman Carolyn B. Maloney. Senators Klobuchar and Warren have raised these concerns as recently as December 2019. Why our government has not taken them seriously is beyond my comprehension, unless they have, some of the three-letter agencies have used them themselves in other parts of the world. We know that the technology was exported to affect an election in Argentina. That's admitted by our friend who wrote the affidavit about Hugo Chavez and his interest in Smartmatic. Again, in 2006, Carolyn Maloney wrote the Honorable John Snow, the Secretary of the Treasury, about the issues. Speaking of Smartmatic's leadership, one of the Smartmatic patent holders, Eric Coomer, I believe his name is on the web as being recorded in a conversation with Antifa members saying that he had the election rigged for Mr. Biden, nothing to worry about here, and they were going to F Trump. His social media is filled with hatred for the president and for the United States of America as a whole, as are the social media accounts of many other Smartmatic people. There has been widespread use of this. Dominion itself is utilized in 2,000 jurisdictions in 30 states. It has been uncertifiable in multiple states who realized all the problems that it had, including Texas. Experts have described it across the board, from a Princeton group of three professors to experts that we have talked to about its end-user vulnerabilities. People can admittedly go in and change whatever they want. They can set the ratio of votes from one thing to another. They can say that a Biden vote counts as 1.25 and a Trump vote counts as 0.75. And those may be the numbers that were actually used here. It's not just the swing states that were affected. The algorithm was likely run across the country to affect the entire election. Like I said, we only discovered it this year because of the overwhelming number of votes for President Trump in the swing states that caused the machines to have to shut down for them to backfill for adding votes. We have evidence of different numbers of votes being injected into the system, the same identical, unique six-digit number multiple times in at least two states that we've analyzed so far, and I'm talking about like 341,542 votes for Biden and 100,012 for Trump. There's no explanation, no logical explanation for the same numbers being injected 20 minutes apart into the machine. The software manual itself, you can download it from the internet, and I would encourage you all to read it because it specifically advertises some of these things as features of the system. Why it was ever allowed into this country is beyond my comprehension, and why nobody has dealt with it is absolutely appalling. The machines were easily accessible to hackers. There's a video on the net that it will explain to you how a kid with a cell phone can hack one of these voting machines. There's been no oversight of Dominion or its software.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this uninterrupted coverage of this historic press conference. We have to take this top of the hour break, though. It's 2 minutes, and we'll be right back live with Sidney Powell.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.